There's not much better than the Triple M Rush Hour podcast. Better your bet with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the Super Pizza Floriette, Inaloo, Wanneroo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree.
The Rush Hour with Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world and across the mighty state of WA, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley.
Here we go again. Welcome back to you, Danny
Shuey. Thanks for having me back. I enjoyed it.
I got a phone call from Adam Selwood this morning and he said, Embers, I heard Danny last night. Can I just say she is so much more polished than you?
You don't know that I've paid him on the side
and
to get
I said,
him to
you know what, Sellers, Joel Selwood is such a better footballer than you as well. So,
Embers, Saturday afternoon drinks. When you've got kids and you've got friends with kids the same age, it always leads to funny stories.
Always.
This one's from a few years back, but I do feel like I need to get it off my chest and tell my version of events. Now, Xavier Ellis, he's a big dog in the Triple M building.
Just ask him. Yep.
On the breakfast show, he's mentioned a story, and we have not tracked down that audio yet, but he tells the story as if it was me that was in the wrong, but I'm gonna set the record straight right now. So we were over at Xavier and Em's house for an afternoon barbecue and having a few drinks, and we were about to head out for dinner just with the adults. So it was sort of just a bit of a pre-drink, calm afternoon together, and then we'll head out. So we're cleaning up after our lunch and taking the dishes inside. Xavier's yelled out to Em, "Oh, I'll get Ted in the shower, I'll get him ready for the
grandparents." Straight away, this just doesn't sound right. The girl's doing all the dishes, cleaning up, and Xavier straight away, he's out of there.
Yeah.
Let me go and get Ted. I will get in the shower first. Hot water to myself as well.
All the blokes find a job to do when it's time to clean up. That's right. So their house, you can look down their hallway and you can see their bathroom. So I'm carrying this tray inside to the kitchen and I can hear the shower going. And as I've walked in my peripheral vision, I've seen a naked Xavier Ellis.
Xavier is having a shower with the door fully open.
Now, who does that? You've got guests over and you're having a shower with the door wide open.
And was he like...
Starkers, obviously. Didn't think to put Speedos on while you've got people over. Now, I've seen it in my peripheral and gone, oh, no, like, didn't mean to look. So I keep walking.
Yeah.
He calls me back.
Oh,
Danny, what are you looking at? So it was almost like he wanted to be on display and called me back for another look. So then naturally my brain, I don't know why, I did.
Look.
I just quickly looked back and I went, no, what am I doing?
So you had a sneak peek.
I've taken a double look. But
so
I just want to let everyone know, that I wasn't intentionally carrying that barbecue tray into the house, looking down the hallway, having a perv.
But you had a look.
Well,
so we're talking like, you know, like Powerade bottle sort of stuff or more sort of little twisty?
Like
or
a mini bratwurst. Like a little chipolata. No, but anyway, I just wanted to set the record straight that I, in fact, wasn't perving.
Yeah, okay.
I'm happily married and they're very good friends of ours. So
you know what? He's got a beautiful wife, Em, and I'll let Em know that I'm very lucky for you to see him naked.
We haven't been invited around for a barbecue since. So
he's all yours.
Yep.
Now, Danny, we all love a good holiday, but this one has grabbed my attention. Oh, all right, Danny. It was a quick snack and drinks while on their honeymoon in Greece, and it turned into a whopping bill. Now, wait for it, right? So, newlyweds Alex and Lindsay Breen, they're Canadian, right? So, they've ordered one beer, a cocktail, a dozen oysters, and were hit, wait for it, a staggering $850 bill.
Oh, my gosh. Oysters are expensive, but that's next level expensive.
$850 for this Canadian couple on the island of Mykonos, all right? As I said, one beer, one cocktail, and a dozen oysters. Now, they asked for a breakdown of the bill. They were blown away. They said, like, there's no way that this bill can be $850. The waiter came out. He gave them the bill in Greek, all right? So they still couldn't understand it, unless you can read Roman numerals. They had absolute no idea. They felt a bit intimidated, this couple, obviously celebrating a very important day, you know?
Yeah.
And suddenly, they were taken out to this back room to pay the bill.
Dodgy.
Right? They have eventually paid the bill, the $850. But I'm thinking to myself right now, this poor couple from Canada have been completely ripped off, which got me thinking, right, 133353, we'll throw it out to our listeners right now. holiday rip-offs. Now, I'm sure, you know, you've experienced you know, something like this, travelling around with a family.
Do you know what? Like, whilst not really at a restaurant like that couple, but what blows me away when I'm on a holiday is, and you'd be the same, you go into these hotel receptions. Yeah. I know sometimes when we go up north with the kids, all the essential items you can buy, like Panadol or just even a chalky bar.
You know how I add 10% to all my stories?
Yeah.
These guys add 40% to all the items in your minibar.
Ollie wanted a Kit Kat every night we went back to the room, so I'm dropping $8 every night on a Kit Kat bar.
Well, I like Kit Kats, but they're not worth $8.
No.
So throw it out there, 133353. We'd love to hear your story. Holiday rip-offs. It reminded me, I was overseas in Hong Kong on a football trip, and we walked out of this bar, right? And anyway, I sort of got lost from the rest of the guy. So I hopped in the taxi and I called Chris Marston. I said, "Where are you?" And he said, "Kuai Fong Street." I said, "Beautiful." So I said to the taxi driver, "Kuai Fong Street." Anyway, he took off. Now, whether I had a couple or he couldn't understand my English because I'd had a couple, about 35 minutes later, I think to myself, geez, I reckon we've gone maybe in the wrong direction. So I called Masto back up. I said, "Masto, where are you?" He goes, "Mate, Kuai Fong Street. I'll send you the Google Maps." So he sent it to me. I sent it to the taxi driver. And he goes, "Oh, no, sorry, wrong way." He turned around, came all the way back, dropped me off 45 metres away from where he picked me up.
Oh.
$280 it cost me.
No.
And the boys were literally next door. Bloody holiday rip-offs. 133353. Who have got on the line, Danny?
Kate from Valdivers. Katie from Valdivers. When have you been ripped off on a holiday?
Hi there. It was our first day in Dubai and we were in the shopping mall there and we wanted to go up the tallest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa.
Yes.
Isn't that how you say it? Anyway, we got our tickets from this little kiosk there and it came to about $600 Australian dollars.
No.
My young son to go up there, yeah. So it was, I mean, it was a beautiful view, but yeah, definitely
not
a lot
$600
of money.
It is really hard, though, when you're trying to do the conversion in your head at the time. Like, you get excited at the prospect of going on a tour or whatever, and then you don't have time to think about the maths, and you realise later you got slugged.
I'm absolutely petrified of heights, Katie, so you'd never see me going up something like that.
What'd your husband do, Katie? Sorry?
No, well, he was the one that bought the ticket, so, yeah, he was the one that got in trouble.
I hope you bought yourself something nice on the trip after that anyway.
Great call, Katie.
Amy from Morley, when were you ripped off on a holiday?
I was in Bali. My husband and I, we were sat at a pub. It was the first time we'd been. Yep. And there was this little boy sat across from us, sobbing and doing such puppy dog eyes and putting his little hand out for money. And my heart broke. So I went over and gave him $20 and he just gave me the finger and told me to get the sucker and ran off.
Oh,
my goodness. What gracious. That's... Wow. Now, I remember being in Bali one particular time, very similar, right? Gave some money to a blind person. And when I gave it to him, he opened his eyes and said, "Cheers, mate."
And
closed his eyes again.
It's clever. It's clever.
They get hold of you, don't they?
Oh, Claire from Queens Rock. Claire, when have you been ripped off?
So, yeah, I went to Hawaii for my 50th. Just getting settled there on the beach. Outside the hotel, so the hotel was right on the beach, settled there on the sunbed, and then someone said, "Oh, you've got to pay for these," but it wasn't cheap because it was American dollars, so it was $300 it worked out to be for two sunbeds and an umbrella.
Oh, wow, Claire.
Like, I'm all about slip, slop, slap, but that's just taking it a little bit too far, the umbrella there, Claire.
Were they even comfy? Were they comfy?
Not really, no.
Oh,
jeez,
no.
Would have been cheaper to maybe get a mel and go surfing, Claire.
I just sat under a palm tree, which is much nicer, and got on with it.
Oh, thanks for your call, Claire. They were great calls.
Very good. Good phoner there.
Yeah, no.
Who came up with that?
Yeah, okay, Andrew Embley came up with
was
that,
it?
Everyone. Yes.
Okay, I'll take
great
credit
idea
for
of
it
day.
Then.
The only thing you did for the show today. No, good on you, Embers.
11, 12. It's the top three with Danny Shuey.
You know it's just gone past 5 o'clock every day when the top three rolls around.
Oh, you know what? I used to really enjoy Michelle's top three. You've taken it to a new level, Danny.
Oh, I thought you were about to say I used to really enjoy it, but you're not so good at it.
No, I wouldn't do that to you. I've got to give you confidence.
You're
my partner, my co-host.
Yeah, I know. We're developing a nice relationship in here. Have you ever come up with a word or made up a word with your friends or with Katie that you've rolled with?
to be honest with you, I say words all the time that I think are actually real words, but everyone around me tells me that they're completely made up. So, yes, I've got my own language.
Yeah, okay.
Especially after a couple of frothies, too.
Now, if you missed it on the Today Show, so Alison Langdon and Alex Cullen, they were interviewing our Rugby Sevens women's team that won the gold medal against Fiji.
Yes.
Faith Nathan and Dominique Dutoit. Now, she was talking about their fitness regime. So, of course, they were gaining redemption after their Tokyo Olympics flop. And they did that in Birmingham when they won against Fiji. But they were saying that they had to work so hard that they developed a term, and this is what it was.
So we have this word called crunning, where you run while crying.
Crunning.
Crunning, yes.
Crunning. So, I like that term.
Yeah, so they've gone, all right, that's how we're going to describe how hard we've worked.
Yes,
crying while we're running.
Like
we're working so hard, we're crunning.
Running like, you know, 5 1Ks that we used to have to do at the West Coast Eagles, one of the worst running sessions that you could possibly do. And yes, I think fair to say if I knew that term, crunning, I was crunning a lot.
You're crunning a lot. Well, people say sorry, not sorry. You know that
sorry,
term? Sorry, not sorry. That's not one word, but they've said that a lot over the years. It's become really popular. But what about this?
So we have this word called crunning, where you run while crying.
Crunning. So the first...
Crunning.
The first... Sorry, Westo, I pointed at you and I meant to play my first grab for the top three.
Three.
We start with
three.
Hey, I'm still getting used to all of this. So
true.
People say sorry, not sorry, but how about this, Embers?
Fopology.
One more time, Siri.
Fopology.
Okay, so it's like, let's just say I say to you, Embers, you're ugly.
Yeah.
Okay, and what would you say back to me? If I said, Embers, you're ugly, you'd say, piss off. Piss off, Danny.
Yeah, I'd say, Danny, that's not very nice thing to say. You've really hurt my feelings.
And then I go, oh, come on, mate. Come on. I'm just kidding. Sorry, because I want to smooth it over with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's an insincere expression of regret. Like, it's a faux apology. It's not real, my apology. It's sort of a faux apology.
Oh, there
what
you go.
What do you think of that one?
Well, I thought it was good. That's probably when I went to a Vietnamese restaurant and ordered fried rice, and they brought out faux. And I said, I'm sorry, that's it's a faux apology because... I really wanted the fried rice, but they brought something else out. But anyway.
Okay, all right. So next one.
I think yours was a bit better.
Two.
What's a narcissist, Embers?
Oh, I get called out a few times.
Do you know what it is?
I do know what a narcissist is.
Okay, all right. So this is the next one.
Narcissexual.
A narcissexual, derived from the term narcissist. Now, this is when someone is sexually attracted only to him or herself.
Oh,
so a narcissist, you've got tickets on yourself,
sure.
But this is a
narcissexual.
Narcissexual is when you're sexually attracted to yourself.
To yourself.
I know a few people who would be, actually.
There's a few guys. Yeah, who would, you obviously know the West Coast Eagles players very well. Which teammate of Luke Shuey's you think would be a narcissistic?
Narcissistic loves themselves the most. Look, I want to say.
Say it.
I want to say Jack Redden.
Jack Redden.
He's probably the loveliest bloke out there.
Oh, how good's that?
But
headline
we'll call
tomorrow
him a narcissistic
paper.
Because I reckon he looks at himself in the mirror and goes, I'm pretty good
looking.
He's
a good looking bloke, yes.
Yeah.
All
now,
right.
Lastly, the best one. Number one. Now, when you chat to someone and you know the combo isn't going anywhere, you know, like you do this thing, Ember, sometimes when I'm talking to you
and
I know you're not really listening to me, so I'm trying to
really
talk to you and
like
engage.
I'm speaking to Katie right now.
Yeah. I try to engage and you do this, you go, ha, 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 nah, very good.
Yeah,
and
really? What do you think of that idea, Embers? Not a good one, thanks.
That's what you do. You sometimes do it with callers as well. When they've wrapped up, you go, good stuff. Good
I love when producer 40 comes up and goes, listen, Embers got a really good idea. Maybe another one, 40.
So
keep it coming though, mate.
A term for that, Siri.
Nonversation.
It's a nonversation. It's a completely meaningless or useless conversation.
Yes.
So, Embers, from now on when I come up to you and I start talking, if you really just don't want to borrow it, just go, Dan, it's a
nonversation. Thank you very much. Yes. A good one by you.
Rounds off the top
three
today.
Well done.
Some new terms for you.
Yeah, what do we call Jack Redden again?
Oh, narcissistic. He's going to hate me for that.
Nah, Jack Redden. I can't wait for who are they playing this week, the West Coast? The Adelaide boys will be calling Jack Redden, eh?
Someone in particular who I know tells a good story, and this bloke never lies either.
Of course. Okay. Who is this guy?
Should I say his name or should we keep him Mr.
Absolutely
Anonymous?
Absolutely tell me his name.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you the story first and then you'll know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
So he told me a great story of the great Andrew Embley. Apparently in your playing days at West Coast, he saw you on the day off, the club's day off, and you were dressed head to toe in training gear. And he stopped you and he said, "Embers, what are you doing, mate? It's our day off." To which you've replied, "Hey, mate, you just keep it on the down low because I told the missus that we got the day off. I mean, that we got training, but I'm going to go play golf." So apparently you've told your partner at the time, a white lie, so that you could go and play golf. But to think you actually put the whole kit on to leave the house.
Mark Lacroix, if you're bloody listening right now, I know that was you. I do remember this particular day. I was playing at Cot Golf Club and I sort of cruised through this little back way and Mark Lacroix was there at the time and he saw me. He goes, "Mate, what are you doing?"
So did you play golf in your training kit that day?
No, but what I used to do, right, yes, I sort of, you know, leaving the house, young children, and to go play golf, probably not the right thing to do. So
definitely not the right thing to
do. And I put my hand up to say that, yes, I did this on a couple of occasions, but would go out with the footy gear on and then get changed in the car park, get the golf clubs out, put the West Coast Eagles gear back on, put a bit of water in the hair, walk in the door.
No, that is...
breathing quite heavily.
You've thought through the lie so much.
Calculated
that is so elaborate.
Lies.
Calculated lies.
133353. Tell us your calculated lie. Your little, your white lie.
Yeah, what lengths have you gone to do something you wanted to do? What lie did you tell to make it happen?
All sorts of words in there. Calculated, elaborate.
Yes.
Oh,
elaborate the lengths
lies.
You've gone to. Yes. But yeah, it's basically, it's a web that you've built there. 133353. Those calculated lies. Did you go to the lengths that Andrew Embley did?
Dan from Dongara, tell us your white lies.
Oh, g'day, guys. How are we?
G'day, Dan.
Good.
It's a little bit of a white lie, but it's not just my lie. Like, it's our entire family's white lie because I'm married to an Italian bird and her mum can cook.
Yeah,
you know, like her mum can actually cook. She can put the spaghetti in the meatballs.
The gnocchi in the meatballs, Dan.
When we go to dinner, Rosa, she puts it on very, very well. But in our household, I think Nell's tried to... I said her name on... I think she thinks that she can cook as well. And myself and all of our kids, we all tell her that her meatballs are nearly as good at Nonna's. But I can tell you, mate, not.
But they're nowhere near
as good as Nonna's.
Nowhere
near as good as Rosa's, you reckon, Dan?
Rosa!
Oh, that's
brilliant.
That's
good. You got to pump up your wife, don't you?
Absolutely.
You've got to make sure that the kid's mum see that dad's giving her credit for having a go at the meatballs, Dan.
Absolutely. Finish us off, Brendan from Naranda. What's your white lie?
Hey, guys. I told my wife I was on my way home from work and stuck on the traffic on the freeway. In reality, I was at work having beers with the boys.
Oh, so many
beers
guys would
with
do
the
that.
Boys, yeah.
Do you know what? And I can honestly, as a woman, say that it's very rare that I would have wines with the girls and not tell Luke where I was. Like, I feel like it's like this bloke's club little hidden secret that you go and have beers and don't tell your missus. We might want to get amongst it.
It's like this sort of unwritten rule where guys can actually say, listen, there's a bit of a white lie, we are going to the pub with the boys. But suddenly, if it's on the other foot, how dare you? Hey, I cannot believe that you've gone out and hung out with the girls when...
My dinner's not on the table.
My dinner's... Oh, you said it. I didn't say that.
It's time.
Embley comes in. The dam has well and truly burst.
The Embers' final word.
Let's hope he doesn't sing it.
We're free from desire. All right, final word. And unfortunately, for all those horses out there today, it's their birthday because it's the 1st of August. Of course, Danny, you'd be a big horse lover.
Oh, yes. I know everything about horses.
That's right.
Yes.
The horses. We love the horses. Jeez, I tell you, I love this song too. Do you reckon he sung this song more than any other song?
Embers, I'm so confused.
Yes.
What do you mean the horses?
So the horses, as in like
Daryl Braithwaite's anniversary of his song.
Daryl Braithwaite is just he sings horses, but the horses' birthday is the 1st of August, right?
Yeah, okay.
All birthdays are on the same, right?
Okay.
It's going well.
Daryl Braithwaite, right? Talking about Daryl Braithwaite, and thanks for playing that. I didn't ask you to play, but it was very good. And so he played at a private French restaurant one particular day, right? And we were there with a few people. And Michael Braun actually at the end came up and asked, he said, "Oh, mate, you know, do you reckon you can play that song again?" It was the last song that he played. And he turned to Michael Braun and he said, "Wouldn't think so, mate."
Do you know what? Because I've heard rumours that he charges $10,000 to play just that song at gigs.
So happy birthday to all the horses. And talking about horses, I don't know if you heard this or you might be able to work it out, but there was one particular time where a guy rode into town, right, on his horse on a Monday, right? He stayed 3 days, but then he left on Wednesday. Can you figure that out for me? So he rode in on his horse on Monday, stayed 3 days, and left on Wednesday.
Monday. Stayed 3 days.
The Riddler.
His horse's name was Wednesday.
Oh, no. No.
And happy birthday to Dean Cox as well. It's his birthday today, too.
Jeez, you're just the birthday man today.
Ah,
far
yes.
out.
On that note, I think it's time for me to get out.
Happy birthday, Coxie.
See you tomorrow.
And the horses.
It's the end of the world as we know it. 92.9 Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley.
There's not much better than the Triple M Rush Hour podcast. Better your bet with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1-800-858-858.